Good afternoon, I'm John Simmons, and I'm proud to say I'm joined in the studio this afternoon by a gal that's not only playing Lollapalooza this weekend, she's also playing at the Limelight tonight, and her name is Zella Day. Zella, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's awesome, it's awesome. So, can you tell us a little bit about your beginnings?
Yeah, I was raised in a town called Pine Top, which is in Arizona. It's located in the northeastern part of the state, home to about 7,000 people, elevation about 12,000 feet when you get up to the ski resort. Yeah, so I grew up in a mountain town. My dad was running a guest ranch. My sister is a horse trainer. My mom was in a jazz standards band in Pine Top and ran a paint your own pottery studio. So
jazz standards?
Yeah.
We need to talk, lady.
My mom sings too.
Mom is here, but she's not talking.
It was a very eclectic upbringing.
I love
jazz. Beautiful.
Jazz is
me too.
My forte.
I just watched the Nina Simone documentary.
Awesome.
You should watch that. If you like jazz, you'll love
that.
Yeah,
I do. I love jazz. Okay, so you're out on tour. You're hitting a lot of the festivals. Mm-hmm. How's this going for you? Are you worn out?
You know what? It's really interesting being out on the road. Every day is so different.
Sure.
And I've learned that I cannot look at my schedule when it's like five, I can't look at anything that surpasses 5 days. Like
right.
Anything past 5 days, I don't need to like look at it or think about it.
Sure.
Because it feels like a lot.
Right.
Because every day you're either getting on a plane or you're in the van or you're playing a show or you're getting into a hotel room or you're like trying to like do push-ups in the hotel room and then you're trying to read and like there's so much stuff going on every day.
Sure.
It is a lot of pressure. So you just have to like live in the present.
Exactly.
Like there's a whole new meaning of living in the present to me now that I've been on tour. But yeah, it's great though. It's very rewarding. The shows have been beautiful. The festivals are awesome. I'm excited to play Lollapalooza. That's going to be a good one.
And of course, you're playing at the Limelight tonight for our friends at the Friendship House.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see how that is tonight. It's a huge venue. I was not expecting that.
Have you done the sound check yet?
No.
Okay. You're going to find out in the sound check there's not a bad spot in that place. It's
cool.
It sounds, if you're right in front of the stage or clear back in the left-hand corner, it sounds awesome.
My everywhere. Sound guy's really excited about it.
Cool.
He's like, oh, we're playing a proper room. I'm like, yeah, we are.
Very good. Okay, now this isn't your first release.
No.
At all. You've been at this for a while.
Yeah, I have. I mean, this record's very, very different than what I released when I was 14, but nonetheless, it was a very legitimate record. I recorded an album between the ages of 13, 14. I learned theory when I was about 12. So I learned, you know, the mathematics behind music and songwriting, and I just kind of took that and ran with it and had about 9 originals, and I did one cover called Brand New Key by Melanie Sofka. I've got a brand new pair of roller skates. And recorded a record independently, and it was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Pine Top.
Yeah, it's Pine Top. It was called Powered by Love. That was the album title. So it's a beautiful documentation of where I was at that time in my life. And, you know, definitely proves that I have been playing music for a long time. And this is in no way an accident.
Right. Awesome. That's cool. That's really cool.
Thanks.
Okay, now any future plans that you care to divulge? She's thinking here.
I'm like, I only live five days at a time.
Okay.
Only 5 days at a time, man. So I'm going to get lunch in a couple of hours. I have a music video coming out for High. I just got done shooting that with an amazing director, Jesse Hill. So we've got that. I've got a run that I'm going to be doing in Europe towards the end of the year.
Awesome.
We're going to hit France and London and Amsterdam and do the whole thing. Be gone for probably a month. And I have a festival in Nashville. I've got a lot of stuff coming up, just lots of shows and, you know, trying to be creative and keep those creative juices flowing on the road, too, because I'm, you know, getting
I'm
used
sure that
to
gets
keeping.
Difficult too.
It does. It's like it's just all keeping a balance and making sure that you know when to take time to yourself, because I travel with a band, so I'm on tour with all men, and I need to at sometimes just kind of like disconnect from them and have time to myself to make sure that I'm
still
being a creative human being. But yeah, it's all good. Right now it's just I have the high release and then all those things.
We play Hypnotic, we play High.
Yeah, I know. So. You guys have been really supportive. Thank you so much.
No,
I meant to bring
you.
That
it's,
up.
It's good music. It's good
thank
music.
You.
If it's not good, it doesn't play here. If it's
it
good,
flunks.
Play it.
Flunk. F, big fat
yeah,
F.
Yeah, it flunks. So, anyway, thank you so much for stopping by and saying hi to us this
thank
afternoon.
You.
We'll see you down at the Limelight tonight.
All right.
Would you care to introduce your record? It's we're going to play Hypnotic now.
Okay.
So just say, you know, hey, I'm Zella Day.
Well.
Here's my record, Hypnotic, on 99.9. WWCT, it's at Simple.
Oh, wow. WWCT.
Yes.
You say double 99 is what you, is that what you say? 99.9.
99.9 WWCT.
I love it. I'm Zella Day.
Yes.
And 99.9, because that's how I like to say it.
Okay.
Is about to play my record Hypnotic right now.